Reformed Church.
Thank you, Jesus, so much for the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness that you have given us, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that you thought of everything. Lord, you right now are thinking of the things that we're going through, Lord. You are conscious of them, and you have already made provision, Lord. And this is why, Lord, you will not get up and come back down to make another sacrifice, Lord, but you are conscious of what we go through, and I thank you, Lord, that you are just constantly trying to get through to us and speak to us about what you've already done to connect us with that power of what you've already done. Thank you so much, Lord. So it's not that you're not doing anything in totality, Lord. The one thing you are doing is just trying to teach us what you've already done. Thank you so much, Lord, for that. But you don't need to make another provision. Your grace has already been sufficient. And we are, Lord, as we were just singing, reaping from the labor of what you've done, Jesus. So thank you so much for that. Father, I pray that we would be people that would really see what you've already done, Jesus. And because of what you've done, we also have a sure expectation that we can see these things manifest in our life. And Father, I pray that we would see all that good news and just rejoice before we see it manifest on the outside. Thank you so much, Lord. Rejoicing before you see it manifesting on the outside is just a token that you are rejoicing over Jesus. You're rejoicing over the right thing. Thank you so much, Lord. God is conscious of what you go through. He wants you to know right now that he is conscious of that. God wants you to know right now that he has blessed you. He wants you to know that his grace that he's provided is already sufficient for that area. And he wants you to know that he is going to continually teach you to connect you with that power. Thank you so much, Lord. God is already conscious of that. And he has already made provision. He will not make a way where there seems to be no way. He has already made a way where there was no way. And he will not ever do that again. He is just trying to teach you what he's already done so you can get plugged into what he's already done through him. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that it is finished. That's the sigh of relief. Thank you, Lord, it is finished. So we just have that sigh of relief. Thank you so much, Lord, that you finished this problem right here. And I thank you so much, Lord, that we also rejoice in hope. We also have, the relief of the fact that it's finished, the peace and rest that it's finished, but we also rejoice, Lord. We are excited to see all the things you're going to do in our life and in the lives of other people, Lord. If we are not excited, then we're not thinking on you. Thank you so much, Jesus. I'm not saying you always feel excited, but I am also saying that if you're not feeling excited, it's because you're not thinking about Jesus. You've gotten caught up in something else, and so that's why the Lord's just trying to get through to you, just to show you that he's already been conscious of these things. He knows what you're going through, and this is not new to him. He's going to keep teaching you, connect you with that power. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Father, thank you so much for your oversight over our lives and for your blessings that you've given us. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. I'm not going to ask anybody to come up here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But I may just want you to throw your hand up for a particular purpose here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. If you've got something going on in your body right now that you want prayer for, thank you, Jesus. I want you to throw your hand up. I won't ask you to come up. Just throw your hand up. You got something going on in your body. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your promises, Lord. Thank you for your promises, Lord. Thank you for your promises, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your spirit that's here with us right now, Lord. Your spirit is the provision of Jesus. Your spirit is what Jesus was paying for us to have. It's all encompassing, all the blessings you could ever want to give us, Lord, just all of yourself to overwhelm all those problems. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you had raised your hand, thank you. I'm going to pray with you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, these people know, I may not know right now, but these people know why they raised their hand and what's going on. Father, you know what's going on. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you raise your hand, I just want you to, if it's a particular part of your body, I just want you to put your hand wherever that particular part of your body is, that if there's an issue going on. If it's kind of everywhere, you just put your hand on your body. It doesn't matter. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm gonna lead you in a prayer, okay? I would rather lead you in a prayer than just to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. So you can just repeat after me. All right, I'm going to lead you in the prayer. So first, let's just name whatever that problem is. You can just say it soft to yourself. Whatever that problem is, you just say, problem, in Jesus' name, I command you to be healed. Because of what Jesus has done, I command you to be healed right now. We're not going to wait. This is not going to be a progressive thing. In Jesus' name, I command this problem to be healed right now. Thank you, Father. We are not heard for our much words. Prayers don't work better because you just pray a long time. If you have to pray a long time for your own mind's sake, that's one thing, but it's not about long prayers. Thank you so much, Jesus. I believe that your power went out from us, from our body to that area. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You don't have to feel a goosebump. You don't have to feel anything. The Holy Spirit, if you don't know, is intangible. He is intangible. He's inside of you right now. You can't feel him inside of you right now, and yet he is. So you do not have to feel every single manifestation. In fact, you don't feel most of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. You take that by faith. If you can look up here just for a minute, we can keep everything the way it is right now, but if you can just look up here for a second. You have to take manifestation by faith. It's so important to not just believe that what you have in Christ, that you take that by faith, that it's inside of me. You know, I'm not going to go by what I see to know that it's inside of me. But you also have to take it by faith, what is manifesting from you. Because I was just actually sharing this with somebody that, because the Bible says that Jesus said in John 7, right, that he who believes on me, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. So if you just believe the Lord regarding an area of your body, then God would be a liar if power didn't go out from you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you see everything all at once all the time. I'm not saying you see the manifestation all at once. Sometimes things can take time. We just pray to the contrary of that because it doesn't have to take time. But I'm just using this as an example that you cannot judge by what you see, by what you hear, by what you feel as to whether power is working in that area or not. I was just sharing with someone just before service that we just prayed for someone not too long ago, and we prayed, in particular, when I prayed for this person, a bunch of people prayed for them, but when I prayed for this person, I just asked them, and I just said, you know, you feel any different? And they said, no, I don't, and I said, I want an honest answer, I'm not trying to, you know, and they said, no, I don't feel any different right now. I said, well, you know what, I believe that power went out, because again, what is the gospel for exactly? If Jesus, and what is the word of God worth, really? If God can tell you that when you behold Jesus, your being, present tense, transformed when you're beholding Jesus, what is God's word worth if when he says, if you believe on me, out of your belly just went rivers of living water, and then we believe the Lord, and then we say, then we check our body to see if power really went out. What are we really saying then? Are we really, can we confidently say that we actually are believing the word of God, or are we consulting with what our eyes see, what our body feels, with our senses, as to whether something manifested or not? So not only should you have the confidence that I have these things in Christ, whether I see them yet or not, but also if you believe the Lord, you have to believe that it's manifesting also, whether you see it or not. And again, there's a lot of things, shoot, if we're going to talk about things that, change, that you believe the Lord, you know, regarding a certain kind of change in your life and haven't seen it yet, I could name a whole host of things in my own life. And so that's nothing new. But the thing is, you have to believe, as I said before, you have to know that by faith, which faith is perception of spiritual things. You could really say it otherwise. You could say, you have to know it by the word of God, because God told you his spirit was going out of your belly when you believe. Because he told you that you are being transformed when you behold Jesus. You have to go off of the word of God to know whether something is manifesting or not. Let me give you two quick examples. One example is with Gideon, that I've used plenty of times before on this topic, where, just to make a long story short, Gideon was having concerns and didn't necessarily know whether the power of God was working for him or not in regard to this particular battle that he was going to go and fight against the Midianites, I believe. And the Lord basically told him that if you're unsure, then go to the camp of Midian tonight. And he went to the camp of Midian that night, and he heard two of the Midianites, again, if it is the Midianites, I'm fairly certain it is, and heard two of them talking in their tent that one had a dream. And he had a dream, and there's a barley loaf that he saw coming down this hill and all this stuff. And basically, it knocked a tent, one of the Midianites' tent over, and they basically said, this is none other than Gideon. And it was basically, they realized it was a prophecy from God that Gideon was going to defeat them. Now, for a man that a second ago, he had no visible markers that anything had changed, and yet, meanwhile, in the camp of the Midianites, God was giving them dreams, putting fear in them. And so the power of God was working, even though Gideon, even with his concerns, just because he believed the Lord, even with because you can believe the Lord and have concerns. I don't recommend that, of course. That's why we're growing. But you can believe the Lord, have concerns at the same time. And he was having concerns, and even just to the extent that he believed the Lord, things were going on in the camp of Midian that he didn't even realize. One more example on this is that the people of Israel, you know, in Numbers 14, where they're all discouraged that, oh, we were like grasshoppers in their eyes and in our eyes, and they didn't want to go in, and they were so scared and they were so fearful. They didn't think they could take the land and all this stuff. They just really thought that this was a huge obstacle, and they didn't see the power of God working at all. But the funny thing is, even Rahab, years and years later, told Joshua, when they actually went into Jericho, or told the spies, rather, that from the day they heard that Israel had crossed the Red Sea, that fear had struck them, their hearts had melted, God had already worked in the hearts of the Canaanites, put this fear in them, and was already doing all this stuff. Even when they were in the wilderness and they're complaining, God, why don't you care for us? What's going on here? Why don't you feed us? God was already putting in the heart of the Midianites, the Canaanites in the Promised Land, making their heart melt with fear. He was doing all this stuff, and this, you know what? Just because they couldn't tell on the outside, they just assume, well, nothing's happening. So I just want to encourage you with that. You need to take that by faith as well as what you have in Christ. You need to take your manifestation and say, you know, I believe it's manifesting right now. And again, I don't believe, God doesn't want anything to be a progression. If it is a progression, it's for our own lack of knowledge and our growing, so you keep growing. But anyway, with healing, you don't go by what you feel. Do not go by what you feel. Don't go by what you see. Don't judge by the sight of your eyes or by the hearing of your ears, as Isaiah 11 says. You go off of the word of God. If God says it, you have to get up to a point in your fellowship with the Lord that you realize, you know what, God? You always tell me the truth, and I can trust you. So if God tells you, it's manifesting, and that's good enough for me. And you just keep growing your knowledge of the Lord because something's happening. Okay? Trust me with that. If you did not receive, if you don't see or feel a difference, though, we prayed for an immediate healing. And if you didn't feel an immediate healing right there by the Holy Spirit, or if you, maybe you can't sense it one way or another, but if you can sense it in your body that something didn't manifest immediately, and if you want prayer afterwards, we will lay hands on you and we'll pray for you after service. Pastor Zane and myself are both up here, and we'll pray for you again, okay? There's nothing wrong with praying twice. Jesus even prayed twice sometimes for people, you know, for the blind man, and that's a whole other teaching. So there's nothing wrong with that. But again, I do not believe in progression from God's standpoint. If it's a progression, it's our own growth, and so God's timetable is today. That's he loves you a lot, and he wants everything right now, today. And if you need to grow, he's patient with you. But there's no need to wait. If we already believe in healing and stuff, let's get that taken care of. Okay, all right. And just so you know, even if you get healed and you see something, a symptom pop back or something like that, you just say, thank you, Jesus, so much for what you've done. This is, I'm telling you what to say, okay? You say, thank you so much, Jesus, for what you've done. Go ahead and thank Jesus for whatever you want to thank him about what he's done. By his stripes, you were healed. And then talk to that particular area again and say, in the name of Jesus. Or you could say, because Jesus has been so good. I've been saying that recently. Because Jesus has been so good, I command you in Jesus' name to be healed. And you just do that. Thank you so much, Lord. It's not a big deal. Whatever you're going through is not a big deal. It really is not. I'm not saying you're not a big deal to the Lord. I'm saying it's not a big deal. You're a big deal to the Lord. He did something about it. It's not a big deal. If you perceive it as a big deal, it's going to be impossible to not be afraid of it and to not be intimidated by it. You are not the grasshopper here. It is the grasshopper. It's not a big deal.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.